I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Theater South is presenting Thoroughly Modern Millie on the 2nd, 3rd, 8th, and 9th. It opens on Saturday the 2nd with an 8 o'clock performance. There's a Sunday matinee at 2, and it continues the next weekend with Friday and Saturday evening performances. The director, Catherine Rademacher, and our guests are two members of the cast, Carrie Van Doren, who plays the role of Millie Dilmount, and Jack Sengalub, who plays the role of Jimmy Smith, both seniors at South. We have a chance to ask a few questions here. Now, you're a senior at South. Tell us a little bit about roles that you've had before, Carrie.
My previous roles have been roles that are more on the funnier side. It's more of the comedic relief. So this is a great experience for me.
You're not the comic sidekick. You're the innocent victim.
She comes to New York from a small town in Kansas, and she wants to marry for money, and it's a new age where girls are becoming more, like, women are becoming more bold and daring, and it's the 1920s. And so she eventually finds out in the end that maybe money isn't the most important thing in life. But I don't want to give it away because there's a twist to it.
All right.
You just have to come find out for yourself.
What new did you have to learn for this show?
Well, I had to learn how to tap. I've had dance experience in almost everything else. I've had modern, jazz, ballet, hip-hop, pom, but I have had no tap. We do have experienced tappers in our synods for the girls, so they helped me out a lot. It was quite an experience, but now I can hopefully safely say that I have accomplished that.
Jack Sengalub is also a senior at Bloomington High School South. He's playing the role of Jimmy Smith. Now, we've heard a little bit from Carrie here telling us about her role as Millie, a young lady on what she thinks is the prowl. Tell us a little bit about your role in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Jimmy is quite different from Millie. He was born in New York. He's kind of a city slicker type. And he first meets Millie as she's just exiting the train from the small town in Kansas, and he realizes that she really has no idea what's going on in the city, and he's kind of a jerk to her. But really, underneath it all, he's a really nice guy. He has an irrepressible, buoyant personality, and he's a lot of fun, and he shows Millie a good time, and they're happy.
Sounds like typecasting to me.
possibly. I mean, this is definitely my first actual leading role in a musical. I was in Carousel with her as a more supporting comedic role as Enoch Snow. So this is the first time I've really had a leading male role, which has been a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So the two of you, actually, these are your first dramatic leads.
Indeed.
On your exit from Bloomington High School South.
Yes.
Carrie mentioned something that was new in the show for her. Were there other new features in the show?
Yeah, definitely. This show has a lot of cool things going on in it. We have two characters in the show who speak only Chinese. They speak no English at all. They sing in Chinese, and all their dialogue is Chinese. They are kind of handymen, henchmen for the villain in the show. So they had to learn all the words and the pronunciations, but still do it with a speaking inflection, so they can't be monotone. They do it really, really well, and it's really cool to hear. It's definitely unexpected, and it's something you won't find in any other show.
Tap dancing, Chinese, two leads who are doing their first leads. Bloomington High School South, Thoroughly Modern Millie, directed by Catherine Rademacher. It opens on Saturday the 2nd, plays Sunday afternoon the 3rd, and then Friday and Saturday the next week. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.